This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the fact that in affordable care numbers, it's the politics, not the policy, that counts. With the official 2014 deadline for much of the enrollment under the Affordable Care Act coming to a close, the numbers are now over 6 million plus, with another 3.5 million who've signed up for Medicaid in those states that expanded that program for more of the poor. There will be continued mop-up on the program, which also means there will be steadily increasing enrollments as well. And the expanded Medicare is open all the time, anytime. There, in fact, will be some enrollment over the first 2 weeks in April for anyone still essentially in line when the whistle blew. Navigators and others are assisting with documentation on all computer problems, as well as passing out paper applications, which will also be accepted to still qualify people. Nonetheless, we are at the point where normally sane and sober citizens would say that it's all over but the shouting. The problem is that the shouting has been incessant and will only likely continue to increase over the coming months, and the contention will grow as recognition of penalties increase as well. It's worth noting now, how the search for the simple is already creating a narrative of confusion around the numbers, and hoping that amnesia rather than analysis guides any understanding of what's really happening here. First, this whole thing about the numbers needs to be qualified. The story off the shelf for everyone continues to be that the initial problems on the healthcare.gov website is the whole tale. More recently, the revised story seems to be that, hey, the national website was fixed, but look at the mess in some of the states like Oregon. I wonder if that's true at all. Yes, the site was a mess, and there has been a recovery, and maybe the revised enrollment estimates by the feds from 7 million to 6 million says success. I wonder, though, if there isn't a different reality hidden in these numbers that in fact indicate that real individual enrollment has likely far surpassed even the most optimistic early enrollment estimates by the feds. My argument would be that the exemptions given by the White House that totally postponed small employer enrollment of their workers, coupled with the politically expedient exemption to allow many to keep totally inadequate and crummy insurance policies, likely totals considerably more than 1 million lost enrollees. And if those now exempted numbers were part of the original goals, as I believe they were, then the fact that pure and simple individual enrollments have come so close to the original goal means that at the grassroots level, Obamacare has been way more popular than expected. Secondly, reading the pundits searching for a new narrative, many, including a large number of health professionals and policy folks, keep arguing that the real story is still out there and it's not about the numbers at all. Of course, they're partially correct, given that there are a lot of uncertainties and outcomes that will be hugely important to resolve. But where they're missing the boat is that politically, it's not about the policy, or God knows we'd be living in another world, and in this world, it's all about the politics. In the political world, that will determine the life and death and expansion of Obamacare in the future. The numbers, right or wrong, and the degree to which they establish the popularity of the program are right now the only thing that's really important. We need the number crunchers and the Nate Silvers, the darlings of big data, to take another look at these numbers and see if they don't establish momentum and movement that could soon be changing this whole debate. Politicians are not profiles in courage, but they are finger-in-the-wind folks with their ears to the ground listening for the sound of the stampede. And when they finally recognize it's coming, then we'll see the opposition finally melt away. And it may already be happening now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.